earlier this year, a tiny 140-student magnet high school in Limestone, Maine, only a few miles from the Canadian border, received an unusual honor. It was judged the number two school in the country by U.S. News & World Report. The ranking was based on a number of criteria, including graduation rates and the number of college-level classes that students passed. But as Robbie Feinberg discovered during a recent visit to the Maine School of Science and Mathematics, there are other forces at work that are harder to measure.
Inside a small, humid greenhouse attached to the Maine School of Science and Mathematics, three students drop seeds into a hydroponic growing system. The trio is surrounded by agricultural experiments of their own creation, including a rig stocked with electronics that's used to grow mushrooms. One student, senior Shea Sewell, says he never cared much about plants before he arrived at the school. But after taking a plant biology class, he's hooked. Sewell and the other students are out here constantly, after school and in between classes.
And then, like, when I look at, like, outside, you know, in my yard, it, like, feels bad when I mow the lawn because I see all these different plants growing. And, like, you can tell how they're different and what they might end up like, even when they're just small little things, just by, you know, it was one semester, right? But just a little bit of knowledge can take you a long way.
Standing next to Sewell, senior Madeline Batcock Emerson says finding students with those same passions sets this place apart.
I think what makes MSSM for a lot of people is that they're not used to being around people who care as much as them and who are interested in just the world and learning as much as them. And I think that's what sets MSSM apart in a lot of ways.
The greenhouse is just one tiny part of the school, which is located inside one half of an old brick building overlooking the potato fields of Limestone, Maine. The school was formed 25 years ago by the state legislature as Maine's first magnet school, with a goal of attracting students interested in challenging classes and a focus on science and math. A quarter century later, MSSM has built a reputation, as reflected in the recent high ranking by U.S. News & World Report.
Okay, so this pink stuff.
Class sizes are small, sometimes as few as just a couple of kids, and many teachers have college teaching experience and hold doctorate degrees. And they say they have freedom to try out new approaches in the classroom.
We're not beholden to any exterior vision of what school should look like.
Instructor Debbie Eustace Grandy says with no outside mandates, her classroom feels more like one at a college. She frequently takes students outside to conduct forest studies.
They're getting, you know, here's what real ecological fieldwork looks like.
But the other major factor behind the success of the school, says Executive Director David Pearson, is the student body.
Those students that come here are in many ways self-selecting. Because they're looking for a tribe. They're looking for an identity, a group identity, where they can really focus on academics.
For senior Michael LaForge, MSSM was a big change from his previous high school, where he says he was often bored and surrounded by classmates who lacked a passion for academics.
Those stresses about being in a classroom with people that didn't really care, those are gone. Like, I feel like you might have gotten a sense of that, like, walking around here, it's like academics first over anything else. So people do want to be here.
And that academics first culture is obvious wherever you go. Administrators say virtually every student takes rigorous university level advanced placement or dual enrollment classes. Even in the dorms and cafeteria, students have their head in a book or laptop. 2 hours every evening are solely devoted to quiet work.
It is pressure packed, and not all kids are suited to it.
Mark Rhodes is the chair of the school's math department.
The ones that thrive here do so because they are surrounded by like-minded individuals who have that same enthusiasm for learning.
To attend MSSM, students must apply, take tests, and interview to show that they can handle a rigorous course load. And their families have to pay more than $9,000 a year for room and board, though the school does offer financial aid.
Obviously, there's some funky stuff going on with the primes, which is where I got my formula from.
But for those who do attend, the enthusiasm for learning never really seems to end, even late at night. As it approaches 9 o'clock p.m., I find a group of students in the dorm still working on an extra difficult math problem that their friend had created a few days ago, just for fun. Other students devote their free time to clubs, like robotics and astronomy, and a few athletic teams. Student Raymond Dulac says while the coursework can be stressful, it also helps to bond students in a supportive atmosphere.
We all know it's a struggle. It's really not that easy for anyone, but we're all going through the same things. So we all want to help each other out and help each other get through whatever hard classes we have.
Despite its record of success, some administrators say they'd like to see changes at the school, including improved facilities and more state funding to help offset the costs of room and board. But perhaps surprisingly, several students agreed that they want the school to remain in its rural location. They say Limestone's dark skies, cold winters, and lack of distractions actually helps to bring the school community together and contributes to an educational experience that's now getting national recognition. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.